This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Fan Early Morning Show on a football Friday. Austin Bechtold with you. Conference championships in college football. What could the college football playoff look like come Sunday at noon? Also, Steelers Cardinals, Kyler Murray, Kenny Pickett, a battle of first-round picks. Kyler Murray, a former number one overall pick. Exciting to see for the Steelers as first game. Well, I'm at Canada, you know the story, 400 yards of offense. The points weren't very much of an indication of how the offense played with only 16. It was historic. First time in 59 games. What was also historic is what happened last night. The Pittsburgh Penguins have been this year and really have shown throughout the entirety of the early season to be an average team, a 500 team. 11-10-1. They were 10-10 before an overtime loss to the Predators on the road on Tuesday. And last night, the victory against the Tampa Bay Lightning. Now the Penguins will face off against the Philadelphia Flyers. Back-to-back games. Saturday being at home, PPG Paints. Monday at the Flyers. But what was really cool and just awesome to see was the goalie goal from Tristan Jarry. And Jarry was really good in the second and third period last night. 41 saves. He allowed two goals, 39 saves, 951 save percentage. Yep, played Vasilevskiy, who only faced 28 total shots on goal. Allowed three goals, 25 saves. Stamkos scored for Tampa Bay to get things going. Sid the Kid responded in the second period. But the goalie goal from Tristan Jarry. One, it was awesome to see just because it's historic. It's something that never really happens at all. And to see Tristan Jarry take that shot is something that really caught my eye. Because as soon as you see it, you're like, one, first of all, it's cool to see. It's unique. It's something that really doesn't happen. Alex Nedeljkovic did it earlier this year in Wilkes-Barre. But also, and maybe I'm looking too much into this, it's got to be a little bit of a shot in the arm for Tristan Jarry, right? He's been so inconsistent. And he has been for a lot of his Penguins career. Yes, he's made the All-Star game a couple of times. He can be a good goalie. But his inconsistency and the injuries have sometimes ravaged Penguins teams. The net-minding situation and, you know, all the times his defense hasn't been the greatest help as well in front of him. But it was good to see for Tristan Jarry overall, just to be able to take that shot, maybe it'll infuse a little bit more confidence in him. And look, I'm not trying to say that a goalie goal can completely turn around Tristan Jarry's season. Look, he's had numerous shutouts. He's right at the tops of the league. The inconsistency is a little bit alarming, but also, you got to give him credit. He's been up to the task in some big games this year. Now, games that you'd expect him to be better in, he hasn't really been. He's an average goaltender right now at 8-8-1. It's a 500 goalie. The overtime loss to Nashville, which wouldn't happen. Only allowing one goal, though, against the Rangers. The New Jersey game, you obviously scratch your head about. Obviously, Anaheim, Ottawa. Games that, man, frustrated the hell out of Penguins fans. Jarry went on a three-game losing streak. New Jersey, Carolina, the Rangers were 5 against New Jersey, 3 against Carolina. Only one, though, And the defeat to the New York Rangers, 1-0 at home. But the Rangers are a hell of a team. 16-4, first place in the Metro. The win against Toronto. You're going to have to take your lumps with Tristan Jarry. It's kind of apparent. It's kind of obvious, but Tristan Jarry kind of is what the Penguins are as a team. Right? Evgeny Malkin still playing really well. Sidney Crosby is still playing very well. But out of everybody else, Erik Karlsson's played pretty well. Letang. Everybody else that you kind of wanted more. You kind of expected more. Tristan Jarry is one of the top guys on my list for that. As somebody that you want to see improve, you want to see find consistency, you want to see be able to defend the cage as well as almost anybody. It's the first goalie goal in Penguins history in the NHL. Awesome to see for the storied Penguins franchise.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
But also, Sidney Crosby. Man. He just does not have any signs of slowing down, right? He said about Jarry, it's cool. I mean, it's part of that, you know. You see it happen, but I've never seen it live and been a part of it. I'm really happy for him. It's cool to see. Talking about Jarry. You could tell that everybody rallied around Jarry tonight and that he really became the story of the night. But something that potentially gets lost in all this, which maybe it doesn't, Sid's goal, 564th of his career, ties him for 24th all-time in NHL scoring. He's now a top 25 all-time goal scorer in NHL history, Sidney Crosby. Number one is Wayne Gretzky. Number two is Alex Ovechkin. Number three is Gordie Howe. Jágr's fourth, whose jersey will be raised to the rafters at PPG Paints Arena later on this season. Sidney Crosby's now tied for 24th. He's not going to be done playing for another 5 years. We hope. Cross your fingers, no injuries. Sid's greatness will continue to last. 564 goals. Tied for 24th in NHL history. Patrick Marleau's next at 23rd. It's great for Sid. It's great for the Penguins. It's great for hockey. As a little PSA, at least my own opinion of this. Savor it. Take it all in now. Don't take this for granted. You know, life goes by so fast. And the older I get, the more I start to realize that. And you realize the important things in life. You realize what really matters. We're in the holiday season. It's December 1st. You realize what truly matters in life. And Sidney Crosby's somebody that has always embodied that. You see the videos of him delivering and dropping off tickets, season tickets at the beginning of the year to people, to fans, season ticket holders, and the joy, the appreciation on their faces. Sidney Crosby embodies what it means to be a great hockey player, but also a great human being. He's a class act. He's a great person. He's a great leader. He's a mentor to future hockey players. He's somebody that if you want to point to somebody and say, who do you want to be a hero? Who is somebody that you want to have as an example to future hockey players, to future leaders in men's hockey, in women's hockey, in the high school collegiate ranks, whatever it might be, or even just in life? The way that Sidney Crosby goes about his business, the way that he is so professional, the way he speaks to the media, the way that he acts. We are so damn blessed in this town to have elite sports, to have elite players come through this city. Sidney Crosby might be the finest gentleman of them all by the way that he conducts himself and the fact that he is a top 10 player in NHL history. He might go down as a top 5 player in NHL history. 3 Stanley Cups, various MVPs out the wazoo, all the accolades that are completely and utterly earned and necessary for Sidney Crosby. But we went from Lemieux and Jágr to Crosby, Letang, and Malkin. And that's something that not many cities get to do. Not really any city gets to do. It's like going from Favre to Rodgers. Or like going, pick your poison. From one great to the next. It rarely happens. I mean, look, it took the Steelers to when Terry Bradshaw was done playing in the beginning of the 80s until 2003 to find Ben Roethlisberger. 20-plus years. But Crosby and Mario got to play together, which was so cool. Mario 11th on the all-time goals list. I don't know. Maybe it's just that I'm in the Christmas spirit and things have made me, over the last couple of days, get a new perspective in life of what's really important and what's not. But we should take a moment and savor this. Sid's top 25 all-time in goals. And appreciate and enjoy. Just watch. Sit back and enjoy it. Go to as many Penguin games as you can go to. Watch as many games as you can go to. These guys are still playing at such a high level. Sid, Gino, and Tanger. And look, the results might not always be there. I remember something that Rob Rossi said on opening night, that this team could be down by 2 goals or up by 2 goals, and you better not turn it off because the game is not over. It's a little bit unpredictable, yeah. There's not as much stability there as you'd like to see. Will they make the playoffs this year? If I had to put money on it, I'd probably say no, but it's like a 50-50 shot. They need to be able to find themselves. So hats off to Sid. Another milestone, as the Penguin said, an elite company for an elite player. Top 25 all-time in NHL goals. It's another accolade, another accomplishment, something to be appreciative of. And something that Sidney Crosby, as one of the best leaders and really the Mount Rushmore of this city, is so difficult to identify. It's Mario, Roberto Clemente, Joe Green, and then pick a fourth. A lot of people would want to put Franco Harris up there. A lot of people would say maybe if you want to put a coach, Chuck Knoll. People have argued for Honus Wagner. You can make the argument for maybe even Terry Bradshaw. Ben Roethlisberger would be on like the B-team Mount Rushmore. The second string Mount Rushmore with a couple of others. Where you could probably find Troy. Where do you put Sid? He's definitely on the second Mount Rushmore, which the city is lucky. Basically, if you had to go through it, Pittsburgh could have 3 Mount Rushmores before another city could have 1. I mean, seriously. Pittsburgh could have a Mount Rushmore. Let's just hypothetically throw out Cleveland or Cincinnati. Who's on the Cincinnati Mount Rushmore? All Reds players. But if you're talking about just the embodiment of the city, and yeah, Cincinnati only has a professional football team, a professional baseball team, and doesn't have the luxury of a hockey team, you could probably put Columbus in there. But let's say hypothetically you do, and you know, 2 different cities and whatnot. Still, you're talking about all Reds. I don't know who, I mean, Icky Woods from the Bengals that you put on there, but Crosby would be on the Mount Rushmore if it was a top eight for Pittsburgh athletes. And we're living through it. We're experiencing it. And I think we all should just appreciate it. Congratulations to Sid. Football talk coming up next. Why this draft has been so critical for the Pittsburgh Steelers, its importance, and what it could mean down the stretch. Fan Only Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.